Chilkoot Indian Association begins using federal COVID-19 relief to assist its tribal members, and scientists take advantage of a summer without cruise ships to gather better water quality data. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Chilkoot Indian Association has begun using federal dollars to assist tribal members who face hardships as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. The tribe will put the first disbursement of CARES Act funds toward members' utility bills and food security. Congress set aside $8 billion in the CARES Act for federally recognized tribes, but it took some time to figure out how that money would be divided up between them. Harriet Brulette is the tribal administrator for Chilkoot Indian Association, or CIA for short. She says she participated in about a dozen meetings with other tribal leaders, trying to determine a formula for funding based on the size of a tribe, its administration, and employees.
Anytime you have that large number of people trying to come together and agree on something, it was difficult.
A few issues have yet to be resolved. There's an ongoing legal battle to determine whether Alaska Native corporations will receive funds from the CARES Act. In addition, Brulette says she is trying to figure out how CIA's CARES Act funding can be used to help tribal members who don't live within the community.
The CARES Act only allows us to serve people within the boundaries of the Haynesboro. So it's just a roadblock that we have to figure out how to get around.
Klingit and Haida manages a welfare assistance program for CIA members. Brulette has been in contact with the administration to see if it can help get CARES Act relief to their members outside of Haynes. But in the meantime, CIA has already received its first CARES Act disbursement and is in the process of getting that assistance to local tribal members. Brulette says she couldn't say how much money the tribe would be receiving. So far, CIA has purchased food and grocery vouchers for its members. It's also investing in tools for food security.
We ordered things like refrigerators and freezers and subsistence harvesting items.
Tribal members can also apply to CIA for assistance paying their utility bills. In addition to economic relief, CIA is setting aside funds to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The tribal office has about 100 cleaning supply kits, complete with masks and gloves. They're also developing a safe quarantine space. Brulette says in the future, CIA may be able to provide grants to businesses who have suffered losses due to the pandemic. She's already thinking about the future impacts of the pandemic.
The long-term effects of this pandemic haven't really affected us yet, and I think it's going to be really important that we, as a tribe, look forward into the next year to make sure that we will be able to provide some sense of security for our tribal members.
Applications for CARES Act assistance have already been mailed out to tribal members in Haynes. Brulette is hoping to get feedback from members and says questions and comments can be directed to the CIA office. It's a relatively quiet summer on Alaska waters since COVID-19 mostly canceled the cruise ship season and limited tourism. But this hiatus is an opening for scientists to gather water quality data in harbors across the state. Claire Strempel reports from Alaska's Energy Desk.
It's flat calm on Portage Cove in Haines, Alaska, as a small charter boat comes into the harbor. But its passenger isn't a fishing enthusiast from the lower 48.
And I was a science teacher for 22 years. So now I'm just a freelance scientist, it turns out.
Patty Brown is a Haines resident with a degree in natural resources management. So she was contracted to sample water for Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation.
First thing we need to do to be sure that we're getting honest science is drain out the syringe, flush it out 3 times.
Freelance scientists from Ketchikan to Nome are working for DEC's Ambient Harbor Monitoring Project for the next 2 years.
And so we take in, suck up the syringe, suck up the actual sample, and then place it in a vial.
Brown uses a syringe to pull water from a handful of testing sites around the harbors in Haines and Skagway, which would usually be packed with cruise ships and other boat traffic. But this year, there's no commuter ferry, no tours, no 10-story cruise ships towering over the tiny coastal towns.
We're seizing the moment to get a baseline data for years when there's not cruise ships and not little tour boats. So we're finding out what's here in spite of them, and then next year they can get a measurement of saying, what's changed because of them.
DEC planned this project back before COVID-19, so the opportunity for baseline water data came as a surprise. Brock Tabor manages the project. He said the data will be a useful tool in understanding the impacts of cruise ships and shipping traffic.
We've went from having a period where we've got, you know, over 1 million visitors and tens of voyages going on to different communities, and now we suddenly have this pause, essentially, in cruise ship activity. So it gives us an opportunity to develop a different perspective on what's going on.
The agency has been testing some local waters for years, but this last year, the state legislature funded an expanded project, multiple test sites at 18 harbors along the coast. It's a response to community concerns about cruise ship activity. And there are yearly beach closures in southeast Alaska due to bacteria in the water. Tabor said they're testing for things associated with wastewater discharges. Bacteria, pH, certain dissolved metals, and conductivity ammonia. They're also measuring dissolved oxygen and water temperature. For the next couple of years, Tabor will receive this data from people like Brown in harbors across the state that usually see a lot of cruise ships and activity on the water.
All right, nice and tight.
Back in Haines, Patty Brown hustles up the harbor ramp to the parking lot. Her samples are stowed in a small cooler for the plane ride to a Juno lab.
So we leave early on Thursday and go to Skagway first and then Haines and then try to catch the same flight to put this stuff on.
By this winter, the data set from this summer will be in Brock Tabor's Juno office. He says the numbers should tell a story about what is and isn't happening in Alaska's coastal waters. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strempel in Haines.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.